Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Today is Monday, October 13th. I'm Megan Lynch. Vice President J.D. Vance would not go as far as President Trump has by calling for some kind of prosecution of Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, as the governor has fought attempts by the Trump administration to send other states' National Guard forces into Chicago. But the legal fight over whether the president can send in troops by using whatever standards continues to play out in the political realm. Pritzker was on ABC's This Week this morning, just after an appearance by Vance, who accused Pritzker of failing to act to protect Chicagoans and ICE officers Trump sent there.
As KMOX told you over the weekend, the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals ruled the Texas Guard can be federalized. However, they cannot be deployed.
And even Governor Scott in Vermont has called this unconstitutional. So good news, Republicans are now calling out the Trump administration. More should do so.
Pritzker, appearing on ABC, says it's true that President Trump has called for prosecutions, and they have been carried out by his U.S. Attorney General. And Mr. Trump has also said that Pritzker and the Chicago mayor should be arrested.
And he certainly has the power of the presidency. He does not have the power to overcome the Constitution. And so, am I afraid? I am not afraid. Do I think that he could do it? He might. But as I've said before, come and get me. You're dead wrong, Mr. President and Mr. Vice President. I will stand up for the law and the Constitution. That's what we do in the state of Illinois.
Maria Kina, KMOX News.
Hundreds packed a town hall Sunday to oppose the Midtown Redevelopment Corporation's proposed data center at the Armory, led by the Missouri Workers Center. The coalition voiced concern that the project is being driven by the greed of tech billionaires, and that the data center would harm poor and working class residents. They say in other places, data centers have meant higher electric bills, less water pressure, and few new jobs. A recent report from the Missouri Public Service Commission estimated that existing customers could be on the hook for $22 million a year to upgrade the state's power infrastructure. A spokesperson for Ameren said at a meeting for the conditional use permits that the developer would pay for those infrastructure costs. Data center construction has accounted for 92% of U.S. GDP growth in 2025. St. Louis County Police are asking for the public's help to find 81-year-old J.C. Bryant, who's been missing since 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon from his St. Louis home. Mr. Bryant, who is black, 5'7", and 135 pounds, suffers from dementia, diabetes, and high blood pressure. He's believed to be driving his 2018 Chevy Silverado, Missouri license plate 3ACY15. He was last tracked in the Benton, Illinois area. Last week, the U.S. Senate National Defense Authorization Act. Now it goes to the House. Senator Eric Schmidt.
There's some big wins in here for our national security broadly, but especially in Missouri. We fought for important assets at Whiteman Air Force Base. The B-21's coming.
Schmidt says there's also money in the Authorization Act for the F-47, which will be built in St. Louis. The announcement comes after IAM Local 837 machinists at Boeing, still on the picket line, unable to bring the aerospace giant to the table. There's an online petition regarding the Missouri Attorney General. Several groups teaming up to fight what they say is the AG's office blocking the freedom efforts of people who've been wrongly convicted. The ACLU, the state NAACP, and the MacArthur Justice Center joined the Organization for Black Struggles, stating the Missouri Attorney General's office has gained a national reputation for undermining its own mission of fighting for openness and justice, making the innocent jump through unnecessary, painful hoops. The petition was initiated on International Wrongful Conviction Day. The Business Desk now sponsored by Krentz Financial Group, KFGAdvisors.com.
The most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.
Soul on Fire, third at the box office against other movies debuting this weekend. It made $3 million in 1,700 theaters nationwide. Soul on Fire, the story of John O'Leary, whose unlikely friendship with KMOX legend Jack Buck helped him survive being severely burned in a fire. It was filmed in St. Louis. St. Louis Blues play the Vancouver Canucks 6:30 tonight. Both teams 1-1 on the season so far, and we will have more of that for you in sports.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.